Maryland farmers are worried about new regulations that are in the works. Some fear the regs could drive them out of business, and they want to know what the candidates for governor are going to do about them. WYPR's John Lee has more.
Noise, please, out there. Help them out. Ready, go, go!
It's an arm wrestling tournament at the Maryland State Fair, men's featherweight division.
Winner here, Carlos!
This match was over in a matter of seconds, but Maryland farmers say they've been wrestling with the state for years. The tussle is over how much the state should regulate runoff from farms that ends up polluting the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. David Hill raises beef cattle on the Eastern Shore. He says regulations cost farmers money and makes it harder for them to make a living.
The option is development, which is quick, fast, big money. The next thing you know, the farmers disappear.
What it comes down to is manure and what to do with it. Lots of manure. The state is urging farmers to use manure as fertilizer. It's chock full of good stuff for the soil, like phosphorus. But when excess phosphorus runs off the land and ends up in streams or in the bay, it becomes a big polluter. There are already rules on how to store it and where you can spread it. State agriculture officials have been working on new phosphorus regulations for a while and are expected to release details around the end of the year. Brian Spielman is the dairy program manager for the University of Maryland.
It seems like every couple years the laws get stiffer and stiffer, and they change them sort of without talking about to the farmers or discussing what they're going to do.
A big part of the phosphorus problem comes from the millions of chickens on the Eastern Shore. Angelique Livesey is the superintendent of poultry at the state fair. She says farmers are already doing plenty, including going to the source, reducing the amount of phosphorus in chicken manure.
They have enzymes in the feeds that they've been putting in for a while for phosphorus management.
The new runoff regulations were proposed last year, then held up for revision when farmers complained they would cost too much. Environmentalists have criticized Governor O'Malley for dragging his feet on putting the new regulations in place. Lieutenant Governor and Democratic gubernatorial nominee Anthony Brown says if he's elected, he'll bring environmentalists and farmers to the table to work something out.
The common ground here is everyone is committed to, you know, at least two things, right? A clean and healthy bay and a competitive agricultural community in Maryland. Great. So how do we achieve it?
Brown's rival in the election, Republican Larry Hogan, is counting on a lot of support from rural Maryland on Election Day. Hogan says farmers feel the O'Malley administration has ignored them and blamed them too much for polluting the bay. Hogan says if elected governor, he'll deep six those new regulations if they put too much of a burden on farmers.
If they look anything like what happened last summer, where it was going to decimate the entire agricultural community in Maryland, we would put a hold to them, put a stop to them immediately.
Washington County farmer Michael Creek says strict regulations are part of the price of farming in a state that has a natural resource like the bay.
I want to see more blue crabs coming out of the bay, you know, and the bay be healthy just like they do. And they want to see me be successful just like I do, you know, and take care and be responsible.
Creek says while regulations are a headache, the state helps out with tax credits and cost-sharing programs. I'm John Lee reporting in Timonium for 88.1 WYPR.